Hey guys, welcome back to the Black Star Podcast. This is your host Jared, and today I was going to be talking about know your goal. Now, I was going to try to post yesterday, but I was driving up and down the highway to Charlotte. So, I kind of took a nap when I got home because I was tired as fuck from driving that far. From driving from Charlotte to in Greenville and going to bed and only getting about 4 hours of sleep. So I had to take a little nap, get my mind right before I actually got back on here. So you have to understand what you want to do with yourself in life. Whether you want to, you have to have a goal. Whether you want to be a billionaire, millionaire, or even just own a few businesses, you have to understand what you want to do. You also have to have a purpose behind your goals. The reason why I say that is a couple days ago, a scene where a guy built his company up and then gave back to the community, whether it was training or whether it was taking a teen, probably around 13, 14, and asked them, what do you want to be when you grow up? And the kid said, I wanted to be a business owner. I wanted to be rich. So that man took him under his wing and taught the boy how to run his business, how to build his business. And the boy became successful within 2 years. That man sparked something inside of that boy. When you have a goal and you build your goal, and then you see somebody that wants to become just like you, that lights a fire under your ass so hot. It lights a fire so hot under your ass that you start thinking like, oh my God, I have to do this and I have to show this person what they must do because this person wants to become just like me. I'm an inspiration to them. That is something that a lot of people don't see. A lot of people don't understand that being somebody's inspiration is more than what you can even say. I know it just sounds like I'm ranting, but I'm going somewhere with this. That drive to inspire somebody, that becomes your purpose in life. To inspire somebody to become better than what you are. Same thing with having kids. If you have kids and your kids are just as driven as you, and you have something successful, and then they want to become just as successful as you, that becomes your goal in life. I don't have any kids, but I can tell you one thing. When I do have kids and I'm successful, I can tell you one thing. If they say, Dad, I want to become successful just like you, that's going to light a fuse inside of me to actually teach them everything I know, because I know that they don't teach that in school. You see, here in the U.S., our school system is meant to indoctrinate kids. Kids don't learn the essential stuff that they need to learn in school. So they have to reach out, or they become employees instead of employers. They think that working a 9-to-5 is the best thing ever. But what they don't understand is working a 9-to-5 every day, that can leave you broke at the end of the day, at the end of your life. My stepfather and my aunt's boyfriend, they were having a conversation and I interjected, but they were having a conversation about retirement. And my stepdad said something about, when I retire, I'm probably going to have to retire at 67 years old, because there's probably not going to be that, because the way it's going, there's not going to be that much money if I retire at 62. So I interjected and I said, by the time I retire, I'm going to have to be 80 or I'm going to have to be dead, because there's not going to be enough. There's not going to be enough money in the Social Security system for me when I get older. So I'm going to have to build something up now and continue that, so that I have the money to live the rest of my life out. What people don't understand is, as an employee, you get the trickle down effect. You get the bare minimum of what your employer wants you to have. You don't get the riches. You don't get the money. You don't get the money that you should be paid. You get the bare minimum. They set your salary at this point, you get paid that. Unless you're making over $100,000 a month, a year, $100,000 a year, around $10,000 a month, you will be broke at the end of the fucking day. And if you don't put money aside in investment accounts, an investment and watch the stock market and make money from the stock market, or just have a side hustle that you turn into your main business, you're going to be broke at the end of the day. Because the way that the government has the retirement fund set up, the way they had it set up, when the baby boomers were born, that was an increase in the population. The population boomed. So there was more money going into the retirement fund. So they had a whole bunch of money, and the funds from that got invested. Problem is, they didn't account for the older generation getting older. So now that the older generation is coming out of the work field, there's less people being born now. So there's going to be less people to pay into the retirement fund. So the retirement fund is going to be as little, you're probably going to get a measly $300 check every month for just working. And that's not even going to be enough for you to last. That's not even going to be enough to last you 2 weeks before you're broke. So my generation is going to have to work until they're 80 years old or in the ground just to survive. They didn't teach you this in high school. They did not teach you this in college. These are life lessons that I've learned at the early age that I am, because I have that mindset. I've always had that mindset of what's going to happen when I retire. I've always accounted for that. But you have people my age not accounting for that. They're sitting at home playing video games all day, but they're not understanding that when they get older, who's going to take care of them? You have less people being born. You don't have anybody marrying each other. I'm not going to get into that, but you could probably understand what's going on. Listen to Kevin and you know what's going on. But you have all these different situations going on and nobody's understanding that the way that the world is set up is not set up for single people. It is not set up for people to not have any children. Nobody's going to take care of you. They're going to probably put you in a home, or they're probably going to do something, God forbid, to kill off the older generation even more. Unless you have money. I don't want to say it like that, but that's the way it looks. I'm telling you this because I care. But a lot of people do not understand that point. A lot of people are still living like, oh, I got all the time in the world. You do not have all the time in the world. You are going to be struggling at the end of the fucking day. Because nobody cares about you. Fact is, I'm doing this podcast so that I can help people understand what they don't understand. Seeing it from my point of view. If you're 56 years old and you can't even fucking retire until you're 80. So, okay, let me just point these numbers out here like this. Imagine if I was 62. Or I was 60. Right now. I could retire. And it was 2059. And I was 60 years old. And there's no retirement fund. What am I going to do? I'm going to have to work my ass off just in order to be able to afford the things I want to afford. And that's not even accounting for if there's a population boom. Now, if there's a population boom, things might get a little bit better. But 9 times out of 10, there's not going to be a population boom. These are the things that you have to understand, especially since you're in the workforce. You have to understand that things are not going to be going your way. The government pisses away money on stupid shit all the fucking time. And then they talk about, oh, we don't have the money. Yeah, because you blew the money on stupid shit. What I am trying to tell you is you have to build something up that you don't have to rely on government backup plans or the government in any form or fashion. Because you're going to be screwed at the end of the fucking day. And I'm trying to warn you guys before you do get screwed. Your time is ticking. And I'm giving you a very real scenario of what's going to happen. A lot of people are going to be on the streets. When the older generation dies off, things are going to be even more expensive than they are now. You have to build for the future that you want. Right now, you have to build for that future, because if you do not build for that future, your future is going to be fucked. You're going to be on the side of the street. And I'm trying to warn you guys, especially the guys my age, you older guys, please explain to these young people what's going on. The people my age are too stuck up and too stupid to realize it. You have to tell them, you have to explain to them that they're going to be on the side of the fucking street, because things are not going to be as good as they are now. Things are going to be a lot tougher in the future. And that future is literally in fucking 20 years. If you don't have anything built up, it's going to be hard to build something up in 20 years. Even more hard than it is now. So if you're listening and you're my age and you live in the U.S., I'm not sure about other countries, but I can guarantee you it's probably the same situation is going on in other countries. Fucking let's see. Let's even see. I know it's screwed in the UK. Let's see where else. Germany's good, so I'm not even gonna be talking about Germany. Australia, UK, Canada, China. I'm not even sure about Russia at this point. But let's see, because I noticed Philippines is good. Japan, Sweden. I'm not sure about Romania or I'm not sure about. But from westernized countries like the UK, America, and Canada, things are going to be getting even more tougher for people that live in those countries. So if you're 18 to 20, 18 to 28, 18 to 30, or hell, 18 to 35, and you're listening to this podcast, you need to understand what's going on. Because you're going to be screwed at the end of the day. And like I said, I'm trying to warn you guys before you get in that situation. Because that situation is not going to be pretty. But anyways, guys, that's going to be it for this podcast. And I might even do one on YouTube. I might even post a video like this on YouTube. Warning of the fact that what you got going on now, you have to turn it into a full-fledged business, or hell, even build a business at this point to where you're making millions of dollars and specialize in your field. Because you're gonna have to make $100,000 or more in order to afford cost of living. And I'm just talking about cost of living in in the city. Now, if it's a city like California, you're gonna have to make about $200,000 a month to $300,000 a month just in order to be able to afford cost of living. California, New York, Florida, Miami specifically, you're gonna have to have some money in order to live comfortably. But take my warning seriously. I'm not talking about doom and shit, doom, gloom, and all the boom. I ain't talking about that bullshit. I'm talking seriously. You need to make a plan now and execute your plan immediately. Because the way shit is looking, it's going to be down in the fucking ditch. And it's going to be hard as fuck in order to even do anything in life. Especially since COVID hit. But anyways, guys, please like, subscribe, and subscribe. Please like, subscribe to the channel on YouTube. And guys, please share this podcast with everybody that you know so that I can get more views, so that I can get my message out there to these guys that need to know what's going on. Because apparently too many people are too fucking shut in and they're not understanding what the hell is going on. So you know what, guys? That's going to be it on this podcast, and I'll see you guys on the flip side. And guys, thank you for supporting the channel, and I'll see y'all on the flip side. Later, guys.